Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Mile High Show. This is your host, Jasmine, and flying with me tonight and always.
Yes, good evening. This is Deacon the Wall. How you doing tonight, Jasmine?
I am doing well. How about yourself, King?
No complaints. You know, I'm ready to get started with another season of the Mile High Club.
So am I. A lot has gone on since our season ended. I am so excited to make some new announcements and share with our listeners what we've been up to. We certainly haven't been on vacation, I can tell you that much.
No, not at all. Where do we even begin to catch them all up?
Wow. So, special treat for our listeners tonight. I think we're going to give them both an eargasm, and then when they hang up, we'll have an opportunity to have a visual orgasm. So tonight is going to be very special for all the senses because King, also known as Hassan Salam, released his album, Life in Black and White. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Labor of love and all that.
Yes, the album is very good, and you can certainly hear all the love that you put into it. But there's one song in particular that belongs to all of the listeners of the Mile High Show. So I'm very, very excited to air that tonight. So you're going to have to stay tuned and listen to the entire episode and keep listening because you'll have a chance to hear it as it is our new theme song. So I am very, very, very excited about the work that you put out, and I hope that it does well as you start you're going on like a world tour coming up soon.
Yeah, something like that. Starting out in Scandinavia, then I come back to the United States, and we're going to be going all across the country, East Coast, West Coast, North, South, and all over. So hopefully, you know, for all the listeners out there, you can come out and see some of the musical performances and what I do. It's going to be a good time. So, you know, link me up at Hassan Salam on Twitter and Instagram, and don't forget at King Noir as well.
I hope to get out to one of those shows because the last one that we that I had a chance to go to, the actual album release party, was fantastic. And I want to thank all of both Jet Setting Jasmine fans and King Noir, and also the fans of your music, for showing up and really doing their thing in terms of donations for the Center Against Domestic Violence. King, what did you wind up bringing over to the shelter after the release party?
Well, we raised something like 20 plus big bags of coats and winter clothes, and we also raised over $1,000 in toy donations. So, you know, all the ticket sales went directly to getting toys for the kids at the Center Against Domestic Violence. You know, got to drop them all off, and it was a really beautiful event. And then after that, we had the video premiere party for the Mile High Club video, which is actually probably a little too steamy for YouTube and all of that. We're still kind of finding a place to release the video and show it and all of that. But we had a really good event, got to tie some people up. We did some really nice pole work. It was a good time.
Thank you. It was a very good time. The artwork was fantastic, and everybody let their hair down. And yes, the video is very, very steamy. Can't wait till it comes out. So, now we've also had some developments on our other end of business. I want to send a happy anniversary, happy birthday, happy first birthday to Body Altitudes. Our health and fitness studio turned 1 year old. And I want to send a shout out to all of our members, both our mobile members and our members here at the studio in Florida, for all the progress and hard work that they put in this year. So, lots of good news.
Lots of good news. And I guess our major announcement is the beginning, the startup, the setup of Royal Fetish Films. For everybody who's been following our work, you know, since the Spank Me, Please Me, Tease Me episode, if I said that one in order, it's something like that. You get spanked at some point. But if you've been following us since that long, you've been checking out all of our fetish work. People have booked us all over the country for fetish flights, and now we're actually going to be bringing fetish to film. And we actually have some teasers and some scenes that we've been posting and selling online where you can see everything from bondage to, what else do we have, foot worship, a little bit of self-pleasure and other things of that nature. Lots and lots of pleasure, actually.
It's all pleasure. It's all pleasure. There's a lot of good stuff on there. My first time on the other side of the camera, and everybody knows I'm not a photographer or a model, so you'll have to figure out which side of the camera I'm talking about. But
you're not going to let them know.
Well, I think through our talk tonight, they'll figure it out. But before we even get into a little bit about, you know, how we came to developing our own fetish film company, where can people find it? So if they want to watch and listen to our teasers while we do the show, that's an option too.
Well, right now you can go on to Night Flirt and look up King Noir, KINGNOIRE. Or what is the other link that they can follow?
That one, I believe, is XXX King or King XXX.
Oh, no, XXX Noir, that's the other
okay.
one. And you can actually go to the King Noir Instagram at KINGNOIRE, and there is a link directly on Instagram. So you can go right from Instagram to Royal Fetish Films, see some of what we're offering up there. And that actually got my other Instagram shut down.
Exactly, that's what I was just going to say. I know we got to talk about these fetish films, but... because the film, just teasers of the teasers, were so good, they shut down King's Instagram page. Just shut it down. Like, no more.
Yeah, there was...
Whoever did that, we're pretty sure it was an inside job. So, you know, if you don't like any of our content, it's too much for you, just unfollow us. Or give us some feedback. We'd love to know what you're thinking, but don't interfere with everyone else's entertainment. So
it was actually very popular. And my directorial debut. I was technically on both sides of the camera. And it's called King Solo Stroke for all of my voyeurs out there that like to watch self-pleasure, watch somebody pleasure themselves. And a couple people told me that they now are interested in the towel that was used in the video.
So, the King towel. We have to auction that off.
Yeah, at some point, I mean, I'm still getting some use out of it.
Do you have the towel now?
Am I supposed to answer that?
Uh-oh. Let's go ahead and talk about the making of Royal Fetish Films now. When we decided to come up with this concept, you know, we talk personally about what about porn did we enjoy our experiences with porn. And as you know from other episodes, and if you don't, you have to catch up. Ken, you actually have some work directly in the adult industry. And for me, all of the things that led you to kind of leaving or taking a break or trying to find other ways to still stay engaged in the industry are the same things that myself as a consumer of adult entertainment that I found, you know, there was a lacking in that area. So we kind of put together our experiences and wanted to develop something complements what we already do, which is customizing sexual, sensual, and fetish experiences for our clients. So a lot of the films that you see are actually things that our clients or fans or through our parties, people have shared that they really would like to see something along a different line of sexual entertainment. And we decided to help them create those experiences to watch over and over again and share with other people. But King, I love the way you explain how, you know, our plans to bring an artistic approach to the adult industry. So I'll let you share with the listeners.
What we always say is, you know, this is a renaissance for the art of making love. You know, making love is an art form. And I don't think that porn at this point shows the beauty of the art form. You know, I just speak to so many people that's like, yo, I fast forward to the cum shots, or I don't like it because of X, Y, and Z. You know, it lacks passion, it lacks sensuality. You know, just so many people tell me that they watch it, it seems like the performers have no chemistry, or that they're just not attractive. You know, for me, I think that bringing art, bringing beauty, bringing passion, bringing that chemistry, bringing that fire to the screen is only going to inspire the viewer more to have a better sex life in their own life. You know, because that's what it's all about. I think that's what all art is about, to inspire the viewer, the listener, whoever's consuming that art to be inspired to do or feel that beauty that art is bringing out. So, you know, especially when we look within porn and there's that whole fetish market where, you know, so many people are taught that their fetishes or, you know, their little idiosyncrasies are something to be looked down upon instead of embraced and experienced. You know, I think all fantasy should be experienced, that involve yourself, immerse yourself in it to the utmost. And I feel that that's what we're doing with Royal Fetish Films. We're bringing all that to the light in a very sexy way.
Very, very, very sexy way. I have to agree with that. Now, there is a lot of passion. There's a lot of intensity.
Nakedness.
Yes, there's some raunch in there. You know, it's and that's one of the things that I've loved about some of the work that we've already done. Some of the stuff that's up there now and soon coming is more of the subtleties. I love some of the, even with your solo stroke, and I've talked to a lot of the people that have watched it, including myself, the way that you built up the anticipation. And, I mean, you allow the viewer to just kind of make up so many different thoughts about what you were thinking, what you were feeling, you know, what I would say if I was there. There was just so many, you just gave so much time to build anticipation through, you know, through just watching. I really enjoyed it. There was nothing about the solo stroke video that made me want to fast forward it. So please take a look at that teaser. You'll be excited to know that there's more to come after seeing that, I am pretty sure. And also, if you're interested or have ever been interested in directing or being a part of producing adult entertainment, or you have a particular fetish that you would like to see come to life, maybe even star in it, let us know. This is what we do. We help normalize fetish experiences And we also like to get into a lot of role play with our clients as well. So this could be something fun. You know what, King? This reminds me that we had in Allentown, we had the lights, camera, satisfaction party.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes, that was a good party. Shout out to the Allentown ladies.
Yes, very good party. But that was actually one of our fetish. It was a fetish to film. It was probably one of our earlier. It's like the birth of Royal Fetish Films in terms of a theme, Fantasy Flight, where they had an opportunity to role play out loud, and we captured some of that. That's when I was on. I was on the other side of the camera. Again, I'm not saying which side.
Uh-oh.
But I know it was really good, and the girls had a chance to see how it felt to do some things in terms of submission. There was some opportunity to participate in some bisexual play. It was just really, really, really a good time. They had a chance to perform for the camera, which heightened everything. I think, you know, just with the camera being there, it heightened the experience, of course, for the voyeurs and the exhibitionists. So
well, I think one of the things about having a camera present, it makes you also so aware, not only of your surroundings, but of yourself. You know, and I think a lot of times, even when there's not a camera in the bedroom, just think about how your lover is looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how your lover is experiencing you. You know, if you put yourself in their shoes, so to speak, it might make you want to heighten your performance for them, which only enhances the pleasure for both of you. So I think that's one of the things for me about being an exhibitionist, about loving to be in front of the camera. Even when I'm not in front of Eva, I'm still thinking, oh, my lover is watching me right now. What does she want to see me do? What does she like to look at? Mm-hmm. You know, it keeps you from being lazy, you know. You're like, well, mm-hmm. you know, she don't like how my arms look if I do this or raise my leg or the way it looks when I slide inside of her from this position. You know, I think all of that is so important because every single sense, that's one of the beautiful things about making love, is that every single sense is involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you remember that, it only heightens your, like I said, your performance and then both of your pleasure.
I totally agree. I have a few recent purchases that include some really big mirrors. And and that certainly helps. It does. It helps a lot. It totally enhances a great deal. Now, since we've been doing Royal Fetish Films, you know, in my head I'm like thinking there's a camera behind the mirror. There's a camera behind the mirror. And I will tell you, there's nothing more self-pleasing than watching a great performance put on by yourself after you have filmed yourself. So we're excited to bring this new service and this new just experience in general to all of our jet-setting Jasmine ladies and our King Noir fans. We have to get a name for your Kinky King ladies.
We'll figure something out.
We'll
Kings,
figure
queens,
something.
Probably. But
oh,
I mean, like...
I like.
What would you say sets Royal Fetish Films apart from the rest of the industry? What would you say separates us?
That's a great question. The number one thing for me is how natural and it's not a camera trick or anything like that, but just how natural the performances have been, how it really comes from a place of what's being directed is not scripted based on someone else's desire. Like, you know, it's not, oh, right now what's popular is, like you said, what's popular is cum shots, or, you know, what's popular is threesomes. It really is coming from the place of the person that's performing. So there's this connection to the theme. And so it comes off very natural. And we got feedback, and this was like, you know, feedback from one of the folks that listened to the teaser, and she just said, I loved it. There were no camera tricks, no high heels, no, you know, overpowering makeup or whatever. It was just real passionate, beautiful, and it's just, you know, there's no sets and scripts that are directed by what someone else wants. You actually have the people that are participating as a part of the entire experience. And so there's certainly a place for high heels and makeup and lingerie and all of that. But for this particular person, this is what she had been looking for, is something that she could relate to, that was more relatable. So I guess, you know, I had to use word one, is more relatable. And bringing that passion and that truth, not that, you know, being, you just have to see it. It's so natural, it's so real, and just seeing the desire. It doesn't look like anybody is going to walk up from the set and be like, okay, what's the next one we're shooting? It seems like a genuine, really, really good time and a yearning for something that they've been wanting to do for a good amount of time, and they finally have the opportunity. So very genuine work. And I think the people who've watched it thus far, you know, they're telling us it's sexy, sensual, non-rush, with the prettiest dick. I think that one is about you, King. So, and you left this viewer with a smile at the end. Good job.
Nice.
Let's see. I want to read one more, and then I want to know what you think in terms of what sets us apart. This person, I like this. The video was thrilling and fulfilled the fantasy. And to me, that is what we do in our fantasy flights, our royal fetish films, all of the work. It's to fulfill fantasies. And so it looks like we nailed it with just the teasers already. I'm so excited. So
yeah, we're going to have to get this feature length out there.
Yes, we do.
I think for me, you kind of mentioned earlier what had me leave the business for a while, be on a hiatus. Showing up to work, meeting, and it's that, showing up to work, meeting someone maybe for the first or second time, and then it's just like, you know, there might be some kind of attraction, but it's not the same as if you know the person and you have a yearning for that person, or you've been able to have some interaction with that person, like, yo, this is somebody I wanna be with in that way, and just bring out that sexual energy from them. You know, so you're lucky if you catch that a few times from meeting somebody. You know, but the way we're working on setting up Royal Fetish Films is for those particular scenes, for the hardcore sex scenes and things like that, it is people who are passionate for one another, people who have that desire for one another. Mm-hmm. So the sex is going to be better. I mean, not to say that people, you know, outside of film, you know, we've had our one night stands, you know, but that's not the same as somebody who you're like, I know when I hit that one spot, her body is going to just tremble, or she's going to flood all over me, you know what I mean? Or when she licks me right there, like, I'm just going to bust all over the place. You know what I mean? Like, there's something different to it that makes it deeper.
Right.
And I think we're all things, and I always take it back to art, you know, because it is something that's creative. Like, true lovemaking is a creative act. If you have sex the same way twice, then you're doing your lover a disservice. If you see the same scene twice, then we're doing you a disservice as a viewer, because this is always supposed to be something new, fresh, sexy, you know, like, you should be able to feel that steam coming off the people's bodies when you watch it. And so many times when you watch porn, it's cold. It's
cold. It is.
They're doing something that somebody else did because their thing sold last time. You know, and that's boring. You know, it's like, if you're showing up to see a lover and they have everything set up exactly the same way that you did last time, I mean, last time was good, but this time you want better. And this time was better, but next time you want better than that. You know, you should always keep going higher and higher and finding new levels of ecstasy, you know. And I feel that that's what we're working at putting on film.
I'm really looking forward to bringing this to our viewers. One of the things that I also wanted to mention, you said, you know, about being cookie cutter or, you know, seeing the same thing, that fetishes are so much more than, you know, than intercourse. And we've talked about this in many of our previous shows, different types of fetishes. But I'm really excited about our viewers seeing, like you said, what other people are into, and really seeing it for the fetish, not, you know, a spanking scene in what you know will then end in, you know, missionary sex, doggy style, some oral sex and a cum shot. Really, if the fetish is kissing, or the fetish is sock play or foot play, or there's so many that we hope to introduce to our viewers, that the time is really taken to explore that fetish all the way through, which some things will end in orgasms, others will end in satisfaction and in totally different ways, things that many haven't even experienced to be the full range of sexuality and sensuality. So please share with us. Yes.
Foreplay is definitely a forgotten art in pornography.
So I ask that our listeners tonight, please share with us your fetishes and things that you would like to see come to film. We are really, you know, we continue to look for talent, and we continue to look for things that are out of the box that we can provide to you in the most genuine and artistic form. So Royal Fetish Films, and King, if you'll please let everyone know where they can find the teasers that are out so we can start to get some feedback and launch fully very soon. Very, very soon.
Royal Fetish Films, a new way of looking at XXX. You can go on my Instagram and click on the link. It'll say Royal Fetish Film Teaser. Or you can go to Night Flirt and look for King Noire, KINGNOIRE, or XXXNOIRE. And if not, then you can just reach out to sensualonthewall@gmail.com or jetsettingjasmine@gmail.com, and we'll send you that link over.
Yes, thank you.
I'll post it on Twitter whenever possible, too.
So there's many ways to find out what's new on our Night Flirt, and we'll be making some big announcements as soon as we do the big launch very soon. And as we come to the end of the hour, this is where we get the treat. We get to hear our new theme song for the first time on the Mile High Club radio show.
Yes, yes. So I guess I'll lead up to what is called the Mile High Club. My new album, Lights in Black and White, and you will recognize the theme for the show. This is a renaissance for the art of making love, jet set around the globe with the Mile High Club. Stay sexy, y'all.
Good night.
The ultimate
It's a renaissance for the art of making love. Jet setting round the globe with the Mile High Club. Come fly with us, friendly skies above. The ultimate high, and baby, you my drug. So let me explain that making love in the rain will make your whole life change. Said you like it rough, so every spot get touched. Foreplay to roleplay, ropes and handcuffs. So blow a kiss my way, turn up the Sade. Lost in the moment, been in it since Friday. Menage a trois, c'est la vie. All you, on her, and you both on me. See, treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a fool.
Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a fool.
Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a fool.
Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a fool.
So let me introduce you to all the positions of the Kama Sutra.
I'm a gentleman, open doors and pull out chairs. Behind closed doors, smack ass and pull back hair. Soon as you said king, put that right there. Head you up against the wall, legs up in the air. So darling, move your hips like a lunar eclipse. Honey dip, skin tone, been calling for bliss. Could tell how you want it from the way that you kiss. So I keep a wet smile on all four of your lips. shit.
Treat her like a queen.
Fuck her like a porn star.
Treat her like a queen.
Fuck her like a porn star.
Treat her like a queen.
Fuck her like a porn star.
Treat her like a queen.
Fuck her like a porn star.
So let me introduce you to all the positions of the Karma Sutra.
Girl, you just like me, always stay in the mood. Rest of the world disappear when we get up in our groove. Cocoa butter smooth, then step into all the moves. And your legs look amazing in some high heel shoes. Couldn't choose a favorite body part, it's all the work of art. Shit, you got the Mona Lisa on smash.
Said your clothes looking on ya, but they look better off ya. So let's make sure that good shit lasts. Take them all from me.
Treat her like a queen.
Fuck her like a porn
star.
Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a porn
star. Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a porn
star. Treat her like a queen,
fuck her like a porn star.
So let me introduce you to all the positions of the Karma Sutra.
You know there's 529 positions in the Karma Sutra, right? Why we gotta choose just one?
Baptized in your thighs when your body explodes. I'm baptized in your thighs when your body explodes.